Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Let me begin by wishing all of you a happy new year, and may this year be blessed. Certainly, there are going to be significant challenges, but with every challenge, God provides opportunities. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. You know, as we look to 2020, this is going to be an historic year for so many reasons. Obviously, we have a very critical national election coming up in November. We're not very far away from that time. And the country will make a decision. And that decision will literally change the course of the country as we move into 2021. Those are huge decisions. There's lots of issues that we face in the courts. We obviously, Matt, will continue to be defending Sandra Merritt in the criminal case. In the civil cases, these are the most expensive cases in the history of Liberty Counsel. Last year, we had between 270 to 300 LGBT cases that we've been working on involving public schools and many other areas of our daily life, unbelievable situations. There's religious liberty issues that are taking place. There's the nomination and appointment of judges being nominated and then confirmed at historic levels that are changing the landscape of the judiciary. And there's opportunities for pastors to speak out about the social and moral issues of our day and to encourage people to vote. All kinds of things are coming down the pipe. There's obviously the impeachment issue as we move forward in 2020, and also the clutter that you see in the national media that is there to try to discourage you, confuse you, depress you. And yet with all of this happening in 2020, God is above all of that. And with all the challenges that we face, God can turn these challenges into incredible opportunities. I mean, for example, Matt, the challenge of the children of Israel as they left Egypt. I mean, how much greater of a challenge could they face than the impossible? They come up against the Red Sea with elderly and women who are expecting, those that have young children, people that are maybe sick or injured, are part of the caravan, horses and carts. How are they going to cross the Red Sea?
Yeah.
And yet they've got the pursuing armies of the Egyptians that are ready to slaughter all of them. And God intervened.
At a time when, you know, I remember President Obama, when he was president, said, talking about the ongoing and escalating culture wars, he said, the culture wars are so 90, basically saying they're over, we've won. Well, they're heating up at a fever pitch there is a greater divide now between worldviews. And that's what it boils down to. I often say that ours is not a political problem with a political solution. Ours is a spiritual problem with a spiritual solution. And I'm reminded of John 8:31-32, where Jesus, he said to the Jews who believed in them, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." So I want to encourage everyone in this new year, let's not forget, we should not ever get discouraged. Things seem overwhelming. It seems like our culture and our nation is declining in terms of morality and focus on the truth. There's chaos out there. You mentioned the media, Matt. It just the disinformation, the propaganda, and the attacks on religious liberties, on the sanctity of life, on the natural family and natural marriage. It's not going to get easier. It's going to get tougher. But we have God. We have the truth. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. So that we have the advantage. We have truth. We have Christ.
Amen. You know, and fear and discouragement, as you mentioned from the media, those are all tools of the enemy. So you turn off the TV, you turn off that noise, and you tune in to God and what His Word says. That's where we find our peace, our hope, our reassurance for each day and for the future, because He has a plan for each of us, and He has a plan for this country as well.
You know, we have these stories of the Scripture that are there for instruction and for the fact that God intervened, and He hasn't stopped intervening.
His amazing grace is still there.
We talked already about the Exodus, an impossible situation, and God created a miracle where they were able to walk through the Red Sea. Mm-hmm. You can look at, for example, the situation with David and Goliath. None of them were able to go challenge Goliath. And here's this unlikely candidate.
Little shepherd boy.
Somebody who's not a warrior, a shepherd boy. They try to dress him up in armor of somebody bigger than him. It just cumbers him. So he throws it off, and he picks up some stones, and he has a sling. And he's going to come up against this warrior giant, Goliath. And no wonder Goliath was like, am I a dog, you know, that you're going to send this little kid against me? Nobody else was willing to go. They were all terrified. Why? Because Goliath was intimidating them. He was trying to win the war by mentally wearing them down, intimidating them. And so they lost their will to fight because in their mind, they had already lost. They had already lost. And David was not about to allow that blasphemous giant to continue with his blasphemy against God Almighty. And he stepped forth, not in the armor of the traditional warriors, but in what he knew how to do, take that sling, and with that one slingshot, he landed that right through the opening of the armor on Goliath, and ultimately took Goliath down.
David didn't step out in the traditional armor of man. He stepped out in the armor of God.
And it wasn't
It wasn't David
that
killed Goliath. It was his faith. It was God through David's expression of faith. And you know, 2 Chronicles 7:14, that is a microcosm. That applies to all of us. David's faith applies to all of us on a larger scale and to this nation. If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. That our land needs healing. It does, but God will do it. He can do it, but we have to pray and seek His face collectively and individually.
Our part is humbling ourselves and praying and seeking Him.
Yeah, and so David came after Goliath, not in his own strength, but in the name of Almighty God. Mm-hmm. And he was able to fell that giant. You know, we don't know a lot of the names of the people that were there, the soldiers who were well-trained, but we do remember that story of David and Goliath because he came forth in an impossible situation, and he relied upon God, and God ultimately used that unlikely candidate to ultimately change the circumstances.
But he saw God's faithfulness as a shepherd. He was used to fighting bears and tigers and lions or whatever
else. He saw
it
in the littler things that he ultimately was prepared for in life.
And so, that was God preparing him for that day.
And so God may be preparing you with little struggles or challenges. But understand, David had these struggles and challenges as well. He had no idea God was preparing him for this ultimate conflict and confrontation with Goliath. You have the same thing.
And then a kingdom. And then a kingdom.
And eventually a kingdom,
right.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have Isaiah 36 and 37, the king of Assyria, the superpower of the time, comes against the king of Judah, Hezekiah. He was 46-0, undefeated, and he wanted to overcome them by intimidation. And Isaiah prayed with King Hezekiah. King Hezekiah prayed, and without firing a shot, if you will, without any military intervention, God ultimately intervened in that situation. It's a great story, but it's the MO of Satan, how he tries to use information, words, to ultimately win the battle to discourage you and get you down. So this year, yes, there's going to be a lot of that. Don't be surprised when you see it. You know it's coming. You know all kinds of things and challenges will be there. We're going to be in the midst of so many legal battles, and we covet your prayers as we begin this new year. We also want to make sure that pastors are able to speak up freely, and that's why we have the DVD, Silence is Not an Option, and the little booklet to encourage pastors to speak the Bible, to speak truth, and encourage people to exercise our liberty and freedom to vote. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website. Start this year the right way. Join us in prayer and partnership, and go to our website, lc.org, for more information.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776.